Episode number 5. Beware of approval seeking syndrome.
Have you been wishing to unlock a better version of yourself?
Welcome to The Rigorous Project.
This is where we'll share with you powerful tools and insights on how to unlock the awesome and extraordinary version of yourself.
So what are you waiting for? Let's dive into this exciting and empowering self-development journey
with your host, Rieger McCachran.
Welcome back, my fellow personal development students. Today's topic is called Beware of Approval Seeking Syndrome. You can be glad I'm not giving an abbreviation for that because it may sound very unrelated yet very funny as well. So I'm going to leave that to your imagination. So let's start with this question. What is approval seeking syndrome, and how can we recognize a person who has it? Approval seeking syndrome is something I considered an unhealthy thinking pattern. Why is that? Because it causes an individual to constantly rely on other people's approval of what is good and what is bad, of what to do with our lives, without giving it a serious thought ourselves, or without ever asking questions like, is it good for me? Is this in alignment with my gifts, my strengths, my purpose in life? Is this going to contribute to the achievement of my goals? Is this going to make things better for me and others? Is this the best possible use of my time? So truthfully, the decisions made by a person with approval-seeking syndrome, or ASS, is solely based on social proof or of what other people think is right for them. And that's how a person who has ASS bases or her decisions. It's always dependent on other people's happiness. So does that mean that social proof is a bad thing? Absolutely not. It's good for you if you follow around intelligent people with the same passion as yours and goals. In Instagram, I follow around people who value their health, fitness, and have been making effort to inspire themselves and others to be better. And also, when shopping online, it's very helpful to look at the ratings and other people's point of view comments before you buy the same product, which is a good thing because it could save you lots of time and money by avoiding mistakes. On the other hand, social proof will do you more harm than good if you thoughtlessly submit into personal opinions of others, which is not always right. You think that just because many people are doing it, you decided that it's good without doing any background check or research or without trying it out yourself. This is not good because not everyone's opinion is correct. The best thing to do is to couple it with your own research, test it out. So if you have questions, Google it and then try it yourself. Get the feel of it and see what happens. What is another way to recognize someone who carries around ASS or approval-seeking syndrome around his or her neck? A person who carries around ASS around his or her neck is the kind of person that loves to please others for the sake of approval or attention. The thing about being a human being is that it is normal for us to like being approved of by someone we think highly of. Why? Because it feels good, and that's okay. That's how God made us to be. We can't change that, just like the fact that we can't change the fact that our human form is not designed to breathe underwater or fly like birds in the sky. But here's the thing. What's not okay is when we become addicted to seeking the approval of other people, and it messes with our logic and intelligence. So now that we know that approval seeking syndrome is not good, what then can we do about it? A good thing to do is to find yourself. What do I mean by that? What I mean is start doing some soul searching. Try this, try that, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. Because making mistake is a big part of it, big part of life. That means don't just listen to your parents, your spouse, your friends. This may sound like I'm advocating disobedience here, but I'm not. Obedience to your parents is good because it's commanded by God. But what's not good is when God has given you gifts and purpose in life, and you're not walking on it, on that path, because your parents wanted you to do something else, which are not congruent to your God-given gifts and purpose in life. And the reason for that is because we all are given unique functions or purpose in life, just like all parts of our bodies. Our eyes are designed to see, our ears are designed to hear, our feet are designed to walk and take us to places where we need to go. Now, if I say try walking with your ears and smell with your eyes, are you going to be able to do it? Probably not, because your ears are not made for walking and your eyes are not made for smelling. Does that make sense? I hope it does. We all have our special gifts and purposes that's unique to us. If God has given you a gift in singing or acting, and your mom tells you, nah, you can't do it, go apply for a job at Walmart and work there for the rest of your life, and you go ahead and do it, what are you doing then exactly? What you're simply doing is you're choosing to deny yourself of God's gifts in exchange of approval from your parents, and you're also denying God as well. If God has given you gift to share to the world and help them get better, and you chose the opposite, then you are making a selfish act. Don't limit yourself just to get approval from others, because it may turn out to be a decision you will regret in the end of your life. So before we end this episode, I'd like to share with you a quote from Dr. Albert Einstein. I'm pretty sure everybody knows him when it comes to geniuses, science, and all that. He said, "Great spirits have always found violent opposition from mediocre minds. The latter cannot understand what a man does not thoughtlessly submit to hereditary prejudices, but honestly and courageously uses his intelligence." So here's my question for you. Would you rather be the kind of person who thoughtlessly submit to hereditary prejudices, which people tend to do who have approval-seeking syndrome? Or, better yet, would you rather be the one who honestly and courageously uses his or her own intelligence? Here's some more question for you. Does your happiness depend a lot on other people's approval? Better yet, are you using a lot of your precious time to discover yourself, your God-given gifts, your strengths, and your purpose in life, and using it to help other people? If you haven't done that yet, then I encourage you to do it. Discover yourself and live your life to the fullest. This is Rigor signing out. I'll catch you in the next episode. Have an awesome day.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's episode of The Rigorous Project. For additional free self-development contents, ebooks, videos, and podcasts created by Rigor McCachran, please visit us at www.therigorousproject.org. Thank you for listening.